Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And we got, it's just you and me, folks, by the way. It's just you and me. And I've got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk about something that I think is really important for you and me to realize that's what's happening in the marketplace these days. As you know, for a long time now, I've been telling you that that we're entering a new age, and I've been talking about some of the changes. Just all you have to do, if you've been paying attention, you know that the marketplace has changed significantly in the macro marketplace, the larger marketplace. General Motors, which was, you know, one of the Dow components for what 100 years or something like that, is now not even a public company anymore. Well, it's not owned by the public very much anymore. It's owned by the government primarily. Chrysler is not public anymore. Ford still is, but it's just hanging on, doing a pretty good job, but still hanging on. So the American based auto industry is in big trouble, right? Look at Wall Street. Look at what's happening on Wall Street. Look at the institutions that some of them outlasted, you know, lived through the Civil War, and then the Great Depression, the two world wars, and some of those aren't here anymore. We've got the government more and more involved in the marketplace, and this is something that we're going to have to deal with. We've got to reconcile this, and I'm hoping that we can talk about this a little bit later in the hour with Bert Folsom. We got to figure out what to do with the government. The government can be a help to us, but they can also be a problem. We got to talk about that. And then we've got this credit crisis that we have right now. It's still a crisis. There's still not the overall relationship between the credit industry and the customers, the consumers of credit. There's still a problem there. There's still a lot of problems there. But those are things that other people are going to work out. Other people are going to deal with those. You and I can influence them. We can contribute to them. But basically, those are going to be dealt with as time goes by. But there's one thing that I want to talk about. And I know I've mentioned this before, but I want to talk about it again because it's really important. And this is, in my opinion, for you small business owners, this is one of the two most important changes that are happening right now. And the first thing that's the most important is that we are entering the age of the customer. Now, and let me explain why I think that's the case. Think about the relationship between you and your customers. Think about the relationship between any business and their customers. And if you think about that, what gives rise to that relationship? What creates that relationship? Well, first is the buying decision. The customer says, I will buy from you, or I won't buy from you, I'll buy from them. That's the buying decision. The customer has always had that. That's not different. That's not new. The second thing that's part of the relationship is what the customer knows about what you sell. The information, how informed they are, how they understand what they're buying from you. Well, as you've heard me say probably before, decades ago when I was a salesman, you know, operating the territory for Xerox or somebody else, I was my customer's internet. I brought them the information that they needed. They didn't have information that because they didn't have a way of getting some of the information that I had. So they needed me to help them with that information. Today, your customers don't need you that much for information. They may need you some, but not as much as they used to. So because of the internet, because of the access to information, customers need you less for that information. So they're now more in control of how they access information about your product, what you sell, and that's number two. Number three, the third part of this age of the customer thing, is how what they know about how other people have what their other people's experiences with you and with your product. They can now go online and find a lot of those experiences. Prior to the internet, they might bump into somebody that was unhappy, and you know, just a coincidence, right? But now, in the privacy of their home, they can go online and read about what other people have said about your business or a business like yours or your industry or your product, and they can find out all that out. So now a customer can basically make a decision, a pretty darn well informed decision, on buying your product or not without you, except for the exchange of merchandise and money. And the truth is, if they do it online, they don't have to have you physically, right? They can go to a competitor who's online. So I'm trying to help you understand that we are entering the age of the customer. And I'm calling it that because I'm trying to explain that you are no longer at anywhere, you have no control over the transaction. The customer has complete control over that now. You have only control over one thing, and one thing only: their experience with you. What is their experience with you? They can't get that online. You can't add the special sauce online. Nobody, no competitor can add the special sauce online. What is their experience with you? Because people still want that experience. And if you can make that so compelling with all the information that they have, they will still come and do business with you. I want you to think about that a little bit, folks. It's the age of the customer, and the only thing you have control over is the experience. The customer has everything else. Focus on those things more this year, and I think you'll find more success. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. More to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.